And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez, and glad to have you back, Brian. You've been doing a world tour or something.
I have. I've been all over the globe and working on my next project next week on Channel 9.
As opposed to This Week on Channel 9.
Yeah, it's one better, one newer.
You're really just kind of guessing Rumorville or
no, we know.
Clairvoyance?
We know it's happening.
Okay. So, yep. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And,
jumping right into it.
Thanks for your pity visit.
Yeah, sure, stop on by.
To the old show. new stuff, Windows 8
was
debuted.
Well, not as new as my stuff, but yeah, new for you. That's okay.
Right. Thank
you. So Windows 8, that's right. So Windows 7 was your idea. Windows 8 was my idea.
Okay, oh, got it. Old, new.
Yep,
old, new.
Exactly.
Okay, that's great. Windows 8 was showed at All Things D and at Computex in Taipei.
Right.
So, Steve Zanofsky, Mike and Julio showed a number of the things around the concept for Windows 8. There's a video online, press pass article with Julie Larson Green. Lots of cool stuff. I definitely recommend people that want to see it. You have to see it in action, because sometimes I think still images don't really convey the fluid motion.
Yeah, I think they've really brought what's best about Windows 7 as an operating system and what's best about Windows Phone 7 and the way you move through the application experience there.
The Metro design experience.
Yeah, Metro,
I think
definitely.
It's going to be very familiar for people. So lots of cool stuff. And related to that, now, we didn't talk about the developer angle or the application platform, and certainly there's getting a lot of questions there.
Right.
What we did announce, though, is the Build Conference.
That's right.
So, buildwindows.com, September 13th through 16th in Anaheim, not in L.A. like we used to do with PDCs.
That's right.
This is the Windows 8 event where you're going to learn all and get all your questions answered on developer platform stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, a lot of details still haven't been posted, what type of sessions and conference, pre-con sessions and things like that. So that'll be coming soon. But you can register now and just remember to book your flights into the Anaheim airport and not L.A.
Yes, and in 1995, Windows changed the PC. Build will show you that Windows 8 changes everything.
Yeah.
I think that's a cute tagline.
Yeah.
But you can register now. There I think is a discount, and if you want to learn about the future of Windows 8, like I can't stress this enough, you need to be here.
That's right. The only thing I want to know is Build is in all caps. Does it stand for something?
I don't know, because it's in lowercase there.
Yeah.
But
I
maybe
don't know.
Yeah, it
very
could.
Interesting.
I love it. You're just starting rumors. That's great.
No, I'm not starting rumors. I'm just.
Well, maybe you'll cover them on next week on Channel 9.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
We will next week.
Your
yep.
clairvoyance episode.
Yep.
Michael Krupp talks about Mango.
That's right. So a lot of stuff coming out around Mango. You can download the SDK. You can download the training kit and start building Mango applications, even though the OS isn't out for the phone yet. But this is the busy developer's guide to trying to digest and understand everything new that's in Mango and how to get started with it.
There's so much stuff. It's nice to have somebody basically give you the tour, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of stuff. So definitely check this out. Screenshots, a lot of good stuff, coverage of API features, etc.
That's right.
Good stuff. Now, I love this. This is taking the XNA Platformer Starter Kit 3.1 and porting the code, images, and all the texture work and making it run in HTML5 in a browser.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy what they've managed to do here, but it just works. We played all the way through the first level at least.
We did.
So, thorough
testing.
We did.
I played on the second one. That zombie really got me. So you can play in the browser. Definitely check this out. I think it's a really interesting concept of some of the things that you can do, and it plays pretty fast.
Yeah.
And they talk about their browser support as well. So IE9, Firefox, Chrome. As well. So cool stuff for those of you who are looking to not need a plugin for your XNA games to play them on the web.
Yeah. Pretty soon I'll be playing Modern Warfare right in the browser.
of course.
Yep.
Of course.
Speaking of Mango, alarms and notifications, new feature that's coming for just your everyday apps, right? Not just having to use those in calendar controls and things like that.
Yeah, so people that are familiar with calendar controls, you get a pop-up that says, you have an appointment here. Now you can actually, and Peter walks through it. There is a Mix 11 video and a Tech Ed video, but really this is the meat, if you will, of actually doing it. So creating the reminder object, setting the title, content, the time, where to navigate to, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, very cool stuff.
Yep.
And I think I'm definitely going to like this. So it can be like, oh, this week on Channel 9 is live.
Yeah. Oh, next week on Channel 9.
Oh.
A week away from being live.
Mm.
All right.
Great.
So speaking of games and cool stuff, so this is I'm going to mess up his name again, Rene Schulte. So another friend of the show. We've talked about Rene's projects in the past. Rene took the Unity 3D engine,
right? So to be clear,
right?
It was Ulian Alexeev who took the Silverlight Augmented Reality Toolkit and plugged it into Unity 3D.
Oh, so what's Rene doing here? He's just blogging
about
it?
He's plugging because somebody's using the Silverlight Augmented Reality Toolkit.
Ah, got it. Sorry, Rene. So
don't give him credit. I mean, it's just he wrote the code that
So this is cool because what you can do is you can take advantage of augmented reality. So you can, say, map this, this red swing line stapler into an object that we're going to track with a webcam and then use that within the context of this 3D universe. So you
kind of get an idea of that. It's an augmented reality marker and the little spaceship game that you can play.
Yep.
Starfighter. So.
Yep, exactly.
So cool stuff in a fun demo. It's like a 5-minute video.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is ALM and why do I care?
So ALM is Application Lifecycle Management, so it's kind of the area I look after. And this is actually something I published last week, which is really meant to help you come up to speed on everything we announced at TechEd North America a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you can see here is that, you know, if you follow around the lifecycle of any application, starting with requirements and then building the application, running through your agile development lifecycle, and eventually handing that off to operations and then needing to get feedback back from the operations team, in this upcoming vNext release, we're actually doing a lot to continue to eliminate waste in that system and to continue to help business stakeholders work more closely with the development team to make sure you're building what they actually wanted, not just what they asked for, and actually kind of refining those requirements as you go. And so if you're trying to understand everything that we announced from a couple weeks ago, if you visit my blog, I actually put together this speak flow and a couple of other pointers to some tech ed resources that you can use to sit down and kind of understand what we laid out there. So it's pretty exciting times.
And SpeakFlow, for people not familiar.
SpeakFlow is a Silverlight-based way of actually zooming in and out of presentations. So you can create this presentation, and then it gives you a nice non-linear flow through a presentation. So you,
so can choose what you want to.
Yeah, it's like a choose-your-own-adventure for PowerPoint.
Yeah, it sounds like a nightmare. Oh no! I'm in the well again. Why do I keep ending up in the well?
Go north.
Gzip format. We are not Zork.
Yeah, go north.
We're not Zorking this, which is a verb now. Gzip format. So this article, I mean, this is like 50 pages printed at least.
You should zip that up. It looks like it's pretty big. Yeah,
you should zip this up to 10 pages. And how you're zipping it up, if you're using Gzip, this article walks through all the stuff and the combination of algorithms go through. I think the cool part about this is you don't normally see this level of detail for something that's so big.
Yeah.
Right? So this is tons of figures, tons of ideas and examples, and you can see all the different, even just the uncompressed ASCII text arrows look interesting and cool.
I have to tell a side story. So my friend Jeff and Jesse, back in the day, they downloaded a fractal compression engine. And they found that they could actually, back in the day when hard drive space was really, really expensive, you know, 15 years ago, and you would run out of space installing Doom and Doom 2 and all these things, right?
Mm.
They could run this fractal compression tool, and it would actually decrease the size of their programs by like 1,000% or something like that. So, you know, you would have like a 10 meg file, and now it would be represented by just a few K. The only problem was when you tried to copy that to your friend's computer, it wouldn't work. Because it was actually just a fake utility. It would take the contents of the file and like shove them in some temporary hidden directory somewhere, and then that few K file is actually just a pointer back to that. So yeah,
that is hilarious. And by compression, I mean look at this.
Exactly.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I hope somebody cleaned up on that. Speaking of clean up.
Yeah.
Phil Hack talks about this, and you know, one of the things he should have mentioned is the some of the other things you do for code cleanup, like removing source control bindings and
yeah. So let's back up. So I've got a project. I want to share it with the world. I want to upload it to CodePlex.
Scenario. His is you just want to do code cleanup before you're done or whatever. But yeah. So you got usings.
Yep.
Some that maybe you're not using and they're not sorted. They're all crazy.
Yep.
Right. So remove and sort. Love the feature. And then applying your once you're happy with whether you want Allman style or KNR bracing or whatever bracing style you prefer. Get all that stuff done. You can do the specific keyboard shortcut and apply that formatting to your file.
So this is a macro. You plug into Visual Studio 2010 and you can run it once against.
So instead of having to do those two things manually for each code file.
Yep.
Macro.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it. That's really cool.
So definitely check it out, and I think we've talked about some of the source control binding things that you can remove as well.
Yep,
so.
Sure. Whatever.
Data Bound Show.
So this is a new show that's on Channel 9 featuring our friend Roger Doherty, who's the expert on all things data. So he evangelizes SQL Server and OData and all sorts of different things. And so this is his first show on Channel 9. So if you're a data guy or girl, RSS that thing. Check it out.
Yeah, cool. So, and his first one is developing custom Power Pivot apps. So, Power Pivot's definitely cool. You normally see the end result, a pre-built app, so you don't actually know what goes into building this. So, Roger goes through that.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to Picks of the Week!
Yeah, Pick of the Week. So keeping with the theme of next week on Channel 9, I'm actually previewing something that's coming very, very soon, and this is called Debugger Canvas. And so this is going to be a power tool that plugs into Visual Studio 2010 that allows you to debug like you've never debugged before. So you can actually, you kind of have to see it to believe it, but the idea is that when you set a breakpoint and you start debugging your application, it will actually open up the section of code that you're looking at in its own small little window here. You can see I have different modular windows.
You really need to, like,
you just kind of have to watch the video, yeah.
Yeah, because you can't, you're trying to explain what this is even showing, and it's really difficult, but it basically allows you to see the flow of an application as I'm debugging. So it's almost like a call stack view.
But instead of opening up all these different files across your workspace, it just opens up the snippet of the file that you care about.
Right.
And then you can also, like, let's say that we're looking at a method, and obviously the method has a bunch of, you know, variables and those have values. You can mouse over there and actually see all the variable values.
And you get the visualizers, all the typical things that you would see within their watch window, all that good stuff.
Yep, exactly.
So, I mean, it's awesome, and developers want it now, so why can't I have it?
Well, it's just not ready yet, so it's coming soon. Yeah, like I said, next week on Channel 9.
All right. Yep. So, love it, and I think this is definitely one that developers will be using on a regular basis.
And when you're looking at this video, too, stick around to the end, because they actually show you how this integrates with IntelliTrace as well. So you can take the IntelliTrace events and just spill out everything onto the page and do the same kind of visualization there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So mine is a simple but goodie, Windows Phone Design Cheat Sheet. So the idea is, if you're new to, say, designing applications for Windows Phone, you want to see what's available, how the controls are actually laid out, what the difference is. Like toggle buttons is a great example. So labels or no labels. Ways to do dialogue buttons, ways to do command buttons, and so forth. Mm-hmm. So much of the stuff is you want to have your application look and feel that Metro design. This kind of goes through exactly that.
And there's UI guidelines out there and Word documents that you can read, but this is kind of just the one shot.
I love it because it's visual,
it's
like I can instantly see as opposed to, you know, text and inspiration and give me the pragmatic stuff. So.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.
And thank you
for
making an appearance.
Yeah, sure.
Hey!